New research reveals that the nation seems to be losing touch with the British countryside, as many of us are turning into weather wimps. That's what it says here. Now that the winter is upon us, the majority admit they are much less likely to venture into the country due to the fear of getting wet and cold, with many more worried that the rain will affect their hair and outfit. On top of this, many Brits are naive when it comes to spending time in the country, with a third admitting they have ended up lost, and many others claiming that they've been caught out in the wrong footwear or clothes. Nowadays, it seems that we are more about British TV personalities than what we do about local wildlife. So how can Brits reconnect with the countryside this year? Joining us to discuss this further is Sir Ian Botham, a keen outdoor enthusiast, and Tony Berry from the National Trust. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I was reading that and I thought that sounds a little harsh. Don't you think you're being a bit harsh?
I wish I was. The facts are that in your region, around Nottingham,
yes.
Christine, 16% of the people canvassed said that they don't go out in the winter in case they get their hair messed up.
Oh, dear.
Well, Robin Hood would not be very proud of that.
Well, we have a word in Nottingham. It's mesh. And yeah. I think some of us are maybe a little mesh. So just 16% of us, is this unorganised? The one thing that I wanted to ask was, is this organised activities, or do you expect people to go out on their own into the countryside?
Well, they're big enough and daft enough usually, aren't they, to walk out on their own and take the dogs. Do they need to be escorted? I think that's quite amazing, because to me there are so many. You can go out, you can find a footpath, you get a map, and you have a look at your map, Ordnance Survey map, and it'll tell you where all the paths are, where they go to, how far they are, how long they are, what terrain you're on, and it's really quite simple.
Do you know, I had a conversation in the office this morning with my colleagues, and what we said was, and this is men and women, it's not just women, so the comment about the hair and all of that, we won't mention that. And we said that we would go if we had a dog. We have no dogs. Well, one person has a dog, and he goes out every day. And if we didn't have a dog, it would have to be part of an organised activity. We wouldn't just get up and go and walk in outside.
Well, I think that's quite significant. And I think one of the things we're trying to do at the National Trust, and Bovril are helping us with this, with £100,000 that is helping us to spend on some of these projects, is that we want to just make it a lot easier for people to get out there into the countryside, to entice them out, to entice the kids out, for example, with natural play facilities, or there's a fascinating project near you at Clumber Park, if you know Clumber, up near Worksop, where we want to create a sculpture trail out in the park, just so that you've got a reason to go. It's it's a walk, but there's things to see. It will, those people who really think, well, it's just a walk, where am I going to go? It's all there for you. It's easy. There's no reason not to.
What's a sculpture trail?
It's basically what we want to do is create some really interesting pieces that people can spot, that will help to just give them some highlights on a walk around Clumber, and help them to set them thinking as well as walking. And I think it's a great example of the kind of initiative that we need, just to tempt people out into the winter.
Yeah.
But you have to vote for it first, because we're having a nationwide vote to see which of these projects are going to get the money.
And there's 100,000 up, Christine. So if someone, Clumber Park is the favourite of someone in your area, they can go onto a website, which can I give you?
Yes, please.
It's www.bovril.co.uk/revival.
Okay. And, revival.
And they can then vote for maybe Clumber Park, maybe Fountains Abbey up in the north of England, maybe somewhere in the Peak District, wherever they like and they love going to, and they think whether the paths need some help. And this is where Tony and everyone at the National Trust come in, because they have the they know what's needed, and they will make sure the money goes to the right resources.
Well, I've been up to Clumber Park, and I think it's absolutely lovely. I thoroughly enjoyed it, but I see I did go with somebody else. So, Sir Ian Botham, would you be a keen outdoor enthusiast if you didn't do so many walks?
I was born and bred in the country. If I take the dogs for a walk, that's usually about 4 to 6 miles over the hills and around. Mm-hmm. And I do that just about every day I'm at home. And, I mean, you can go on tour and you have see wonderful things and gymnasiums and all this kind of stuff. But believe me, it's much more fun outside. There's things to see, the wildlife. I find it quite amazing that so many kids in inner cities now think that foxes live in roundabouts or in dustbins and that they eat fast food debris. So I do find it all quite strange that we have become so naive about the countryside.
It's a bit sad, really, because I was brought up in the city, and as a kid, I was a member of the Woodcraft folk, and I absolutely loved it. We used to go on 20-mile hikes on a Sunday. We used to go camping. We would have to name all the trees to get badgers and stuff like that. Absolutely loved it. And I was also talking to an inner city project not long ago, and they were saying that one of the things that the kids they elect to do and love to do is to go and walk in the countryside and camp out in the countryside. And that's why I was trying to make this point about organised activity. I think that if it's organised, people get out in the countryside, and then maybe if it's not, people who haven't got dogs don't go.
Well, what about families? What about mum and dad taking out on a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon? What about taking out the children and showing them the countryside and going to somewhere like Columba Park? My parents used to do it with me, and I've certainly did it with my children and the grandchildren now. And they can't get out quick enough. They love it. It's going across becks, jumping across them, looking to see if they can see some trout in the becks, or, oh, look, there was a grouse, granddad, and things like that. So, you know, that's great, and that's what it's all about.
How can people who love the countryside but don't like the winter weather enjoy the great outdoors this year?
Well, the one of the things that we'd really encourage you to do, first and foremost, is to get on the site that Sirian mentioned, www.bovril.co/revival, and vote for your favourite project, because that can help us. But really, there's so long as you wrap up warm, as long as you're sensible about the weather and don't venture on the high peaks when the weather's looking as though it's turning really nasty, really you can get out and you can enjoy it. There's no reason not to be out there. There are sort of simple local walks close to you. Up at Clumber, you can even hire bikes, which is a fantastic way of exploring the countryside up there. So we really would encourage people not to be put off by the weather. You can get out there and enjoy it.
And enjoy it as a family as well.
Exactly. We go out with the kids and pick the slow gin, for the winter season. Things like that. You go and pick the blackberries, blackcurrants, and get out there. You know, the kids love it. They think it's great.
I think they do. And I think the point that you've made just there, I loved blackberry picking. And then you'd go home and then you'd make something out of them.
That's the whole point. I prefer the slow side, because then we can make a bit of slow gin. But, I mean, you know, I'm not too much into the wild blackcurrant sorbet, I think you can. You can get out. I agree with you, and I think that's the idea, is to go out there and let the kids get involved.
Is there anything that we can do this winter to help look after the British countryside, do you think?
There are many ways in which you can get involved. If you're really keen to help look after the British countryside, there's plenty of opportunities to get out there and volunteer. We're always looking for people who can support us, who can help us with footpath work. There'll be opportunities to help volunteer with some of these projects that the Bovril are helping us to fund. And I think if you want to get involved, there's tremendous opportunities to do it. I know we're always looking for people who want to help us with our work. So just get in touch with us, because we'd love to hear from you.
And I think maybe if you don't live in a family that loves the countryside, then maybe if people go onto the website, they can find groups that they can join, maybe, and get a greater appreciation.
Yes, absolutely. And whether it's people going out with the schools to appreciate the explore the countryside as part of school groups or walkers groups or local national trust centres or associations, there are plenty of groups out there that can help you explore in the company of like-minded others.
The other thing, Christine, for instance, on the November the 6th, which is hardly, you're well into the winter months then, I'm doing a ramble up at Fountains Abbey, and the idea is to introduce